Stella Maris Books, LLC presents The Sullivan's Island Supper Club, written by Susan M. Boyer, performed by Courtney Patterson. For my mother, Claudette, who I miss terribly and yet feel close to me every day. Chapter 1. Present day, Saturday, October 29th, 2022, 7:10 a.m., morning after the fall meet and greet, Sullivan's Island, South Carolina, Boone home, Ion Avenue, Sarbeth Mercer, Jackson Boone. The morning after we hosted the Titanic of all neighborhood parties, Tucker and I were dead to the world, blissfully oblivious, at least for a few sweet hours, as to how spectacularly my plans to sow the seeds of unity in our small, fractured town had failed. I had tried my best to build bridges, I did, and every one of them had blown up in my face. Could there possibly be any bigger party fail than having to call the police, who haul off several of your neighbors in handcuffs? My fall meet and greet was an unmitigated disaster of epic proportions, is what I'm telling you. Tucker and I slammed into Wide Awake the next morning when the doorbell went off, ringing urgently in rapid-fire succession like maybe the house was on fire and somebody was trying to save us all. A woman was hollering and the dogs were barking and we bolted straight up out of the bed. It's a miracle we didn't both have massive heart attacks at that very moment. We are, after all, in the grandparent demographic and at an elevated risk. We grabbed our robes and threw them on and went flying down the stairs. And of course, the girls and Deacon and the dogs all came, too. Tucker threw open the door and we huddled in behind him, the girls kneeling down to grab a hold of the dogs. Clutching the top of my robe together, to be sure I was decent, I peered over his shoulder at Josephine U.G., who's our neighbor behind us, and her English bulldog, Petunia, who was flat losing her mind, there on the porch. "Call 911!" Josephine gasped, a hand to her chest. "There's a body out here in your front yard!" Well, at first, I confess, I thought, poor Josephine is just confused. Those are our Halloween decorations. We had one of those spooky graveyards under the big live oak in our front yard. Tucker stepped out to the edge of the porch and leaned over the rail for a better look. Then he dashed down the steps for a closer perspective on things. The rest of us stepped onto the porch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?